Welcome to the Flo Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:10, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 20th. Well, today we had pricing in of the increasingly certain outcome that the UK will not leave the EU, and therefore a lot of the shorts that had been put on have been closed. And with this short covering rally, the majority of indices in Europe were up in excess of 3%. And that's going to, for the majority there, it's going to unwind a lot of the oversold condition. And now we're starting to see some of these indices pressuring their respective trend means. This is a very important juncture for these markets for the simple reason that they've been unable to sustain a rally for most of this year and indeed most of the end of last year. And you have progressions of lower rally highs that have been in evidence for more than a year. Therefore, if this is enough of a catalyst to break those progressions of lower rally highs, then it could quite easily mark the end of the underperformance for European stock markets. So today was certainly an encouraging sign, and it certainly helped to close out some of those short positions, which have been a headwind for the market, and upside follow through the remainder of this week, which would take us back above the moving average in at least some of those cases for those indices, that would be additionally positive. Now, the Nikkei was up 2% and a bit. The Hang Seng was also firmer, so was Australia, and just about every stock market was in positive territory in here today. But obviously, those that fell less have rallied least. So the S&P is up about 1%, and the NASDAQ is up 1.25%. Now, for the S&P, this has been a very tight consolidation, still trading above the 2,000 area. It's closer to 2,100 right now. And with this consolidation mostly above the 200-day moving average over the last month, this continues to look like a reasonably bullish chart overall. That short-term bearish considerations have largely been negated by today's action and the removal of what was a source of a grave uncertainty. And it isn't just for the stock market that the pound today was stronger by 3 1/3 cents. So this is an absolutely emphatic upward move, and follows through on the rallies over the last 2 days, which, when you look at the events that have transpired, I think people will look back and say that the assassination of Joe Cox was the transformative event in terms of this debate. And that is regardless of the fact that some of the what had been previously very emotional pleas have become progressively more cogent arguments over the latter stages of the debate. And yet it is likely to matter not, because it is looking increasingly likely then that the voting public have not been swayed by those arguments. So the FTSE 350 is one of those markets that has pushed up to the 200-day moving average. And then when you look at the bond markets, you've had a pretty big move as well. So the US Treasuries are, and the 10-year is bouncing from that 1.5% area. And that's been an area of resistance in terms of pricing for much of the last 3 years. And therefore, this continues to look like a developing base formation, and we're right at the lower side of that in terms of the yield now. So there is potential for at least mean reversion in terms of yields. And then when you look at bunds, they had been trading in negative yields until the end of last week, and now we're getting a mean reversionary pullback in those bund prices as well. So it does suggest that the risk-off environment has now switched, and we are now in a risk-on environment when you look at all of these various asset classes. And oil prices have bounced additionally in here today. So this was another equal-sized reaction, and we've had a pretty emphatic bounce from exactly where it needed to bounce, which is the region of the moving average, and a reaction of around $6. And we've had 5 reactions of $6 since January, and a reaction of greater than that would really be required to question a continued demand dominance. And there are certainly medium-term bearish considerations for the oil price, not least as prices go higher. It's going to encourage substitution. It's also going to encourage additional supply into the market, and then you look at the medium term. The growth potential for the electric vehicle market is a very compelling argument indeed, but it's a medium term consideration. It's something that will probably play out over the next decade rather than the next month, and therefore, when you look at the oil price, then this is still a consistent advance, and all other arguments to the contrary, then a consistent trend is a trend in motion, and we would give it the benefit of the doubt until we have evidence to the contrary. Well, with stock markets rallying and then risk on environment once more, then gold prices were a bit easier in here today, down about $11, but certainly not a large downward dynamic. And considering the kind of upward dynamics that we've had in stock markets, then the reaction in gold prices has been relatively muted. And silver was actually in positive territory today. It was up 9 cents. But laggards, which more recently have been associated with industrial metals and precious metals, both platinum and palladium, were bouncing in here today, both up in the region of $20. And copper was up 4 cents, and that continues to bounce from that $2 area. And then you look at copper, and it does look like it is developing support down here around the $2 area. So natural gas was also firmer in here today. Then so it does look like though whatever was last shall be first, and whatever was first shall be last. We are seeing an all change moment, I think, in stock markets right at the present moment. And with that in mind, it's probably best to give the benefit of the doubt to the most recent dynamic, which for risk assets has been upwards, and for risk off assets has been down. And then the other thing to perhaps keep an eye on is the yen, because while the pound has certainly rallied and commodity currencies have remained reasonably steady in here, the dollar was weaker, not just against the pound, but against just about everything else except the yen. The yen was stronger. And then there's a lot of talk about, is it going to get to the 100 area? It's at 103.98 right now. And then it's a very large question. When will the Bank of Japan be encouraged back into this market to intervene once more? And perhaps we're not too far away from that. So I think the value of the yen is certainly something to keep an eye on. Certainly the Nikkei benefited today from the more bullish environment overall on stocks, but an additional weakness, or I should say renewed weakness for the yen, would be a potentially powerful catalyst for additional upside on Japanese equities. But we're not there just yet. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.